swing and a miss. Call third strike. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Fisher on the move. Maven gets into one. Deep to left field. All the way back. Gone! Cameron Maven. A two-run home run. And the Astros lead this game 3-1 on their first hit of the ball game.
A lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. I think the most thing, or the closest thing I can compare it to is opening day. Kind of nerves. Kind of the unknown. Don't really want to let everybody down. New team, but we had a good game plan going forward before the game, and stuck with it and made adjustments here and there where we needed to. Great team win overall today.
Well, that debut wasn't too bad. Boy, a lot more stuff going on. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. Whether you call, text, send smoke signals, write naked messages on your chest and run by, put odds on them. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
If someone gets naked, it'd be pretty damn fun.
What if it's like a really fat guy?
Be pretty damn fun.
That would be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Beth's supposed to come in today.
Well, she's not going to get naked, nor is she a big fat guy.
She's not a really fat guy. Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Jong, I don't even know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. What are the odds that you were impressed with what you saw out of Justin Verlander last night?
I was. I was about what I expected to see out of him. But I have to admit, I tried to stay up the whole game. I fell asleep in my chair about 2 minutes before Cameron Maben hit his two-run homer.
Oh, no.
Like the worst possible time. It's like, man, he looks good. He looks good. Just need to get a couple runs. Actually, just need to get a hit. That would have been a good start.
It would have been good.
And, yeah, but he looked pretty sharp. And, yeah, that's what you're going to need when you get to the playoffs. So, they're playing well again and, good win. And maybe it may turn out to be a pretty good pickup for them, too.
Could be.
And if you look back on it and say, all right, at the trade deadline, if they had gotten Verlander, Maben, and Tyler Clippard, you feel like they helped themselves.
Probably.
So, a little later than you were hoping for. But, I like to make up a team. You get McCullers back now. And if you can get him back on track, things are looking good.
Things would look really good there.
Yeah,
it's funny how, and it's all cyclical, but the last couple weeks, Marwin Gonzalez has struggled. Yuli Gurriel has struggled, but some of the other guys have picked up, and some of the other guys are getting healthy. It's if this team can ever, I might believe that if everybody on this team were playing at their best, they might be the best team.
Yeah,
I mean they Boston's in that conversation too. I mean I think Boston probably has more talent overall, but this year they've got a lot of guys underperforming too. But if everybody plays at their best. And that's in the AL. I mean, the Cubs and Dodgers, that's a whole different
beast. Different animal.
But if everybody plays their best, the Astros are as good as anybody in the league. So it'll be interesting to see what this last month of the season looks like for them.
Yeah,
tonight, even more importantly to me, tonight is more important than last night because, I feel like, and I guess I felt like going in to last night's game, I felt like Justin Verlander would be Justin Verlander. With Lance McCullers, we don't really know what Lance McCullers is. We don't know who the real Lance McCullers is. He hasn't had a quality start since June 8th.
So since he got hurt, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you're going back a long way. And now, prior to June 8th, he was a monster. And it'd be lovely to see him like that again. But it's he's gone, since June 8th, 5 innings, 5 1/3, 4 1/3, 4 2/3, 4 2/3, 5 innings. And then he basically just took a little over a month off. So it's I'm interested to see what Lance McCullers, the Astros, get tonight.
I hope that they've waited until he's actually healthy this time.
I hope so, too.
That's because that's the key. And you don't need him healthy right now. You need him healthy in a month.
Right.
And pitching well in a month. And so if he is right and he gets a few starts to get back, that's perfect. If you've rushed him back, I'd be a little concerned about that. You know, when you look at this team overall, there's really only, and one of the reasons why their record is so good, there's only one guy offensively you can look at and say, he's not really giving you what you expected, and that's probably Carlos Beltran. I think you expected a little more than 230 out of him. And, you know, probably 14 and 49, maybe that's about right for him as far as power numbers go, but I think you would have expected a little more out of him. But everybody else you look at,
has exceeded expectations.
I think so. I would say Altuve's pretty much just met expectations.
Yeah, it's hard to exceed expectations when you're that. But Correa, I mean, considering the health issues, I'd say yeah, you're probably pleased with that. 20 bombs, he's hitting mid 310s. Springer's definitely he's beat expectations. Marwin, even though he's sucked for like the last few weeks,
yeah,
he got out to such a great start that his overall numbers are good. Same with Gurriel, same with Reddick. Yeah,
I mean, I think all those guys, if you told me they were going to do this before the season, I'd say
Brian McCann has probably been disappointing.
Well, I don't know. I think
Brian McCann's hitting under 240,
but that's kind of what he did last year. He still hits a lot of homers and drives in runs, and you know, it's been a pretty good catcher for him, so I would say he's doing about what I expected. I didn't expect him to hit over 250.
And really, between him and Gattis, you've gotten 25 home runs out of that spot, and they've both been on and off the DL. And yeah, you're probably okay with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think there's anybody that I would say has been a massive disappointment offensively.
Yeah, and get that pitching together, and it's going to make such a difference. If McCullers is back and pitching well, and suddenly now, you know, when you've got Peacock back there and you've got an extra arm now in Clippard, and you're getting Will Harris is back, and you still got Davinsky and Giles, and Gregerson can be better than he's been, but that's a pretty good group back there. They're a pretty well-rounded team.
What is your guess for, let's say the playoffs started tomorrow, what's your rotation? Let's just say you have a four-man rotation. What are you throwing out there? I mean, you're obviously going Keuchel and Verlander.
Yeah, I'm hopeful McCullers is the third guy, and, okay. but I can't really answer today because I don't know what he's going to be over the rest of the month.
And then Chuck Morton,
probably Chuck Morton would be my guy.
Okay.
And you know, Colin McHugh still has time to get in that mix too.
Man, I trust Brad Peacock more than I trust Colin McHugh.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Do you want him in the bullpen when you get to the playoffs, or do you want him starting as your fourth guy?
It's a tough call to make, but if you ask me who's a better pitcher this year, I'll take Brad Peacock for sure over Colin McHugh.
As of today, but and that's the thing, you've got a month to sort this out and figure out who your fourth guy is going to be. I'm just hopeful that McCullers is your third guy, and if he is.
Brad Peacock, his last five starts, one earned run, four earned runs, one earned run, one earned run, one earned run. That's pretty solid, man.
It's above average.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I totally feel great about him in the playoffs because he's still Brad Peacock, but if this is the Brad Peacock you're getting, you ride that while it's hot, I guess.
Hunter said, that's how they grade our performance at work. Exceeds expectations, meets expectations, below expectations. Yeah. I'm a meets kind of guy. Okay.
Well, I would say, like I said, I mean, I'm with you. I think Beltran is the only one who has completely failed to meet expectation.
But if he has a good playoff run, then it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you're hoping, is that you got a guy who can pick things up for you in the playoffs. Three hurricanes in the Gulf now. Hurricane Katia is off the coast of Mexico.
Katia.
Yeah, well,
that's your kind of hurricane. That's a Russian girl.
Yeah, a Russian girl is going to Mexico, it looks like. Mm. None of these are going to affect us. But Jose is trailing in.
But Irma's still the big dog, right?
Yeah, Irma's the big scary dog.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
And, I mean, that's just that whole thing. And obviously, if you're
I felt guilty lately because I'm like, I sure hope it doesn't hit us. You know, but I mean, Florida's going to just get wrecked.
Yeah, we can't take anymore. No, we can't take anymore. And I hope in an ideal world, it just kind of clips Florida and then goes back up. And that looks like that's what's going to happen with Jose. But, you know, that seems to be where most of the tracks have it going, is kind of up the east coast of Florida, which would be kind of a best case scenario. But then it's also going to go into the Carolinas and nail that. So
yeah. But as long as it rides that east coast of it, it's not the worst
case scenario. Right. If it goes up the west coast of Florida, then it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's bad news.
So, you know, yeah, at this point, no, I don't feel bad for not wanting any of these to come anywhere near us. We've dealt with ours. I feel like we've taken one for the team here. I don't think we need any more.
I'm with you.
But I hope that it isn't as bad as it looks. But, you know, and Florida's a little bit better suited to handle this kind of thing than we are, because they get more of them. Just those winds, man, when you start seeing 150 mile an hour winds.
Pretty gnarly stuff.
I was reading a story about it beforehand, and it said one of the weather stations recorded 153 mile an hour gust before it went offline.
Jeez.
It's like, whoa.
Before our equipment broke.
Yeah, before the thing snapped.
It was getting pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah. But hopefully it won't be a huge deal. Hopefully it'll just, you know. But these things are scary, man. You know, the bigger they get, too. It's, and you look at the satellite of that thing, and it just looks like a monster.
Yep.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And if you know what? You had a car that got flooded out during the rains, or it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, and you don't know what to do with it now, well, donate it, because they need your help just like everybody else. They're local. If you're donating it, this is going to a local organization. You're going to have a bunch of people come in here and say, oh, donate your cars to us. Well, how about we keep it right here in town? And that's what Houston Can Academies does. They take in kids that have dropped out from other schools. They give them a second chance. School's back, so they need your help more than ever. And here's what they're going to do. It's so easy. Less than a minute. You can go online, fill out the form, boom, done. They're going to come tow your vehicle free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork and your donations tax deductible. And how about this? You donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, a free $50 Visa gift card. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, a tractor, anything, four-wheeler. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's got water damage now. Just give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Find your sights so plain. I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Coming up on Saturday night, HBO presents World Championship Boxing. It is going down. It's the rematch between Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez and Sorung Visay, who defeated him in what I would say was a really, really controversial decision. That's earlier in this year. And that was Chocolatito at the time was considered one of, if not the pound for pound best in the world. That was his first loss, and he's looking to avenge it. He's 46-1 with 38 knockouts and looking to add another one to his total. It's going to be a fantastic fight. It was a really all action fight the first time. It's a fight of the year candidate, but I just, like many, disagreed with the decision. After that, HBO 24/7. Coming through with Canelo Golovkin. Their return for their 23rd multi-part boxing installment with 24/7 Canelo Golovkin. Two-part behind-the-scenes series follows both fighters as they prepare for their middleweight championship mega fight title showdown Saturday, September 16th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The first episode debuted on Saturday the 26th. It's now available on HBO On Demand, HBO Now, HBO Go. And then the last episode will debut on September 9th, right after the Gonzalez-Soaring Vasai fight. So you can see that Saturday, September 9th, the big night of boxing on HBO. First live at 9:15 Central Time. It's that super flyweight triple header featuring the championship rematch between Soaring Vasai and Chocolatito. And after live boxing, don't miss 24/7 Canelo Golovkin. You know where to find it, guys. It's only on HBO.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple from Twitter. Joshua wants to know, what are the odds that POTUS says something racist about Hurricane Jose?
We did that joke yesterday.
Yeah, you're a little behind there. I hear rumors, fake news. What are the odds last season of Game of Thrones will be 7 episodes, 90 minutes each? 0%. Supposed to be 6 episodes, the final season, and some of them will be longer.
I've heard that they may not do it like a weekly show. Like, they might release one month, and then you wait another month, and they release another episode.
I don't think they're going to do that. That's you lose all your momentum.
Yeah, the more popular rumor is that we're not going to get it until 2019.
Ugh, I all forgot what happened by then. Like, I'll remember that there's an evil dragon, and I'll remember that Jon Snow banged his aunt. But that's about it. That's all the storyline I'm going to carry over.
I mean, the good thing is that they've finished writing the scripts, and they're about to start shooting. It's good news.
Yeah. So I think the 2019, they're just trying to manage expectations.
2019 is a long time from now, man.
Black Spotted Zebra, what are the odds Tom Savage throws a touchdown before he gets hurt? Ooh.
Coin flip.
50-50? Yeah, that's a coin flip, bro. Right down the middle. What do you expect to see out of him Sunday?
I don't know, man. He's playing a team that they should be better than, but... I mean, Jackson, they're not devoid of talent, specifically on that defensive side. And I've worried about him ever since Dwayne Brown decided not to show up to camp. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult for either one of those quarterbacks to succeed behind that offensive line. So I would say I'll expect him to finish the game. I would hope that he finishes the game, but I don't know that it'll be like some performance that anybody's going to be talking about and being excited about.
I kind of expect to see what we saw out of him when they played the Bengals. I mean, I don't expect him to go out there and win the game for him. I'm probably betting the under pretty heavy on this game. But I think once you're playing at full speed, and Jalen Ramsey's out there locking down DeAndre Hopkins, it's going to take away a lot of what you do. I think the Jaguar defense is better this year. I still think they've got a Blake Bortles problem, so it won't matter. But I'm not expecting a ton out of him. So let's squeeze in a call. Alex, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah, I have a quick what are the odds Wednesday question.
All right.
What are the odds more favorable of Tom Savage having more touchdown passes or the amount of games he will start?
So, percentages on starts for Savage versus touchdowns for Savage that you'll get more.
More starts. Probably 3-1 would be my guess.
God. Yeah,
I don't have much faith in this guy, and I hope he proves me wrong, and I hope that he comes out and plays really well. But all I can go on is what I've seen, and whenever he's against a good defense, he holds a ball too long, and I just can't judge preseason, and we didn't really see enough. So,
Jared says, "What are the odds Watson has more TDs than Savage has picks?" I tend to lean Watson TDs because I think he's going to play in way more games.
Eventually, I would.
So I'll go 65 on Watson.
Yeah. Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. What are the odds Leonard Fournette has a 1,000-yard rushing season and that he stays healthy all year and doesn't miss any games?
Well, if it's the latter, I think he'll rush for 1,000 yards, but I think you're asking a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I'll go 20% that he plays in every game this season. Remember, Jacksonville's not a very good team. You know, they'll be behind a lot. They'll be throwing a lot. And they've got a lot of running backs on that team.
Yeah.
You know, they got a lot of guys they're going to – it's – I mean, Leonard Fournette is – he's obviously what they want to be their lead back. But they've got a lot of guys that they got to spread it around to. And I don't think – it's not like Arizona where one guy is going to get 90% of the carries, I don't think.
I think he would get beat up if he carried the ball 90% of the time.
I think so, too. Just as a rookie, that's yeah. – I mean, you're asking
I mean, he's a
lot.
Big dude, but that's he had injury problems at LSU, too.
Yep.
So I would say – I'll give him about a 35% chance of going over 1,000. It's not that hard to get 1,000 yards. Not many guys do it anymore.
Right.
But, yeah.
But between Fournette, Yeldon, and Ivory, I think you're going to see all those guys carry the ball, so it might be hard for him to get up there.
Do people really think this? What are your thoughts on the government creating these hurricanes?
Oh, people do really think that.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You probably also don't believe in dinosaurs and think the earth is flat if you think that.
Yeah.
Although, if you want to consider that they've ignored climate change, then technically...
Climate change isn't real, Fred. Don't you...
Fine.
You're fake news.
Fake news.
Fine. Oh...
By the way, guys, because climate change isn't real, all that trash that you're pulling out of your house, just light it on fire. No big deal. Won't hurt the environment at all.
What are the odds the Texans cover 5.5 against the Jags this weekend?
I'm not touching that.
I wouldn't touch that at all.
I got no interest in that game.
Either side.
Nope.
The only thing I'm interested in, I think, is the under. Because I just don't think either team can score enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's a 5.5. I mean, if it were... I don't know what number I would even want to play the Texans on, but for the Texans, I feel like it would need to be 3. I don't know, but I just don't. I don't trust Jacksonville. I can't deal with that. I know Jacksonville was 3-13 last year. I think everybody thought they would be better than they were last year. So my guess is this year they win more than 3 games. But like you said, they've still got a Blake Bortles problem. But they do have some talent, and we don't know what. Whatever you think Blake Bortles is, he's more accomplished than any quarterback on the other side, and he's a mess, but he's at least won some games in this league and thrown some touchdowns in this league. The other guys can't say that.
Yeah. 409, the earth is flat and no more dinosaurs because they walked off the edge.
They walked off the edge.
Yeah. Well played, sir.
And then, they fell into space. And that threw off the Earth's axis, and now we have climate change.
And speaking of which, I think Trump was in North Dakota just in a few minutes ago. He told the North Dakota crowd, "You have a little bit of a drought. Texas had the opposite. Believe me, you're better off."
Oh boy!
Wow. He just can't stop putting his foot in his mouth, can he?
I'm not going to say anything.
Let's take a call, Juan.
Is this Hurricane Juan?
It's Juan.
Hey, guys. Sports to be with you.
Sports to you, Juan.
Hey, a simple question. What are the odds? Well, this is an annual thing with my family. What are the odds that the Steelers have a better record this year than the Cowboys?
I'll go Steelers over Cowboys.
Yeah, I would say 70-30. I feel pretty strongly about that. I think Steelers are going to have a really good year.
I'm in the same boat as you. I said Hurricane Juan. The Hurricane's Jose, right?
Yeah.
It's very racist
of you.
That was
so racist of me. I apologize.
What a fail.
Irma, then Jose.
I apologize, guys. That was super
And then
insensitive.
Katya.
They go Hispanic. Well, they go super white with Harvey.
Right.
And then they go Hispanic, and then Russian.
Well, Katya is closer to us than Irma is. But I think it's going to hit Mexico, right?
Yeah, it's going to go off into Mexico. We have nothing to worry about from that storm. That is a bold prediction from me.
From Katya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about from her. She's just going to be a big blowhard. Max, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. I recently looked up your promos you had on Facebook, and after seeing you guys, seeing your faces, what are the odds you rename your show Baldy and the Beat?
And the Beat?
I don't know what that means.
I think he meant the Beast.
Or the Beak.
The Beak. Could be the Beak.
Could be the Beak.
Yeah, I don't know what the Beat would be.
But yes, I am bald, and Fred has a big nose.
And I'm ugly. Yeah. Yeah. We know that. It's hardly breaking news. It would be fake news if we said, oh, we're the handsomest guys in radio. Yeah. Jesse wants to know the tackle situation. What are the odds we see Watson on Sunday, even if for one series after a big hit on Savage? I think there's a possibility of that.
Well, he's the only other option.
Yeah.
Because you've got no Brandon Whedon.
No. Very strange. Foster, what are the odds JJ gets the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for his Harvey relief efforts?
Well, I talked about that the other day off the air. I told Fred, I said, it's pretty much locked up, would be my guess.
Yeah, you raised $20 million, and he's out there.
I think he's close to 25 now.
Yeah. 27.
27?
Wow. Yep. And plus, it's not just like he's just raising money. He's out there handing stuff out and doing stuff. I mean, yeah, can't say enough nice things.
Someone made a big fat donation today, right?
Yeah, the owner of HEB.
Oh, okay, nice.
And Jimmy Fallon did...
HEB's coming through pretty strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, from now on, I'm shopping at HEB, period, because of they've been fantastic throughout this thing.
So. Fallon committed $1 million, too.
Nice.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach Brewing. They're doing some great things as well during Carbachtoberfest. They're... a lot of the proceeds from a lot of the beer they sell is going straight to Harvey Relief, which we talked to Eric about that yesterday. But yeah, Carbachtoberfest starting up now, September 15th through October 7th. I say now, starting up in a week or so. It's a month-long celebration. It features performances by Bun B himself, the Bright Light Social Hour, the Tauntauns, Flow Tribe, and more. Admission, absolutely free, which means you've got a little more money to spend beer on, and that's more money that goes to Hurricane Harvey Relief. It's Carbachtoberfest at Carbach Brewing. Stop by, check it out. Check out that restaurant, which is out of this world. I'm a big fan of the fish and chips and the fish tacos. They're both really good, and they do like a Korean fried chicken for an appetizer that I really dig. So just check it out. They've got all the great beers on tap, including their new New England IPA you can check out at the restaurant. And whenever you're out this weekend, you're shopping for the weekend, make sure to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal. That's Carbach Brewing Company.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Will says, if both of you think Fournette will get injured, which rookie running back is worth drafting, Cook, McCaffrey? I took Cook in the third round of a draft the other night. I think he's going to have a really good year. McCaffrey, I think McCaffrey's going to put up fantasy points. I still don't completely trust him, but I think
I like him week one.
They're going to use him right. So yeah.
I like him week one against the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially while Cam Newton's sort of iffy. But yeah, I think both could be good. I would rather draft either one of those guys than Fournette, who you'll have to draft sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel pretty good about getting Cook where I got him. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Has JJ done anything for the storm without cameras around? Yeah, he has. You guys who hate him, feel free to hate him for whatever reasons you want.
I don't care if the camera's around or not.
Yeah.
$27 million is
$27 million. But honestly, now's the time to shut your damn mouth.
Guess what? Once you donate $27 million, cameras come around.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to follow him everywhere anyway. And I listen, I've been more than happy to criticize that guy in the past, but...
Well, without cameras, you don't get $27 million.
Right. Exactly. So,
and he's out there shoveling all this stuff into storage, as you know, off trucks and stuff too. So,
and that stuff was, you know, that's not, he hadn't even touched that money yet.
No.
Yeah, I find something else to complain about, guys. So we have an unknown quarterback, unknown kicker, down two running backs. What are the odds the Texans score more than 10 points on Sunday? I wouldn't worry too much about the kicker. They like that guy. And Lamar Miller is going to get the bulk of the carries regardless.
Yeah.
So I don't think not having the backup running backs is that huge of a deal. But, yeah, the real question is going to be, and I think this is – it's the same thing we said last year. If Brock Osweiler can play, they'll be all right. If Tom Savage can play, they'll be all right. If he can't, and I don't see any reason to think that he can, at some point you're going to see Deshaun Watson. The whole question will be, is he ready?
Yeah.
But obviously O'Brien's talked the guy up, but he talks up every quarterback he has. And I just don't know. I don't know why this offense would be better than it was last year. What when you look at the offense right now, what can you say is clearly better? You're missing your best offensive lineman.
You did get a center.
You did get a center.
Although, Manx was pretty good last year, honestly.
Yeah.
You're not better offensively. You're not.
So, and really, yeah, you've changed play callers to a guy who was overseeing the plays, so I don't anticipate any big changes there. That's why, man, I'm loving this under the more I think about it. Because, you know, they're just going to put Ramsey on Hopkins.
Yeah.
And you know what I think of that guy? I think he's going to be the best corner in the league here, if not this year, next year. But I think points are going to be hard to come by. Now, they're also going to be hard to come by for the Jaguars. And Cole asked, what are the odds the Texans get a defense or special teams touchdown? I could see that because Bortles does like to throw the ball to the other team. But squeeze in a call. Wade, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, guys, I got a question. First time playing fantasy sports with a group of guys at work, and I got Drew Brees and Matt Ryan. Just want to see who you all would start this week.
First of all, you shouldn't have both those guys on your team. How many people are in your league?
We already lost him.
Yeah, you need to trade one of those guys unless you're playing in like a 4-man league,
or 2-quarterback league.
Yeah, but even if you're playing in a 2-quarterback league, it's unlikely you'd have those two guys. You'd have one really good one and Jay Cutler. I guess if you had to choose for week one, I would probably, I'd rather go with Matt Ryan against Chicago.
Yeah.
I like him better than Drew Brees against Minnesota. But when you've got those two guys, you're
well, it's obvious you just started playing fantasy football if you drafted 2 quarterbacks like that because you don't need them.
Yeah. Unless you're playing in like a 6-man league, you're going to be struggling in some other positions.
Yeah. Cam.
It's Cam Newton.
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports, Cam.
Yeah, man. So I just have to ask a question, man. What is the odds, man? I just been looking at Jameis Winston, man, and I just want to know what you think about him leading the NFL in passing yards this year.
Ooh.
I
say that's a big ask. I mean, but
I do think he's going to have a good year. He's got some weapons.
I think he'll be good too. But
I did get to watch Hard Knocks last night, finally.
I didn't get to watch it last night.
But I think DeShaun Jackson's going to have a big year. Mike Evans is already.
Mike Evans is a stud.
Yeah.
Cameron Brate's pretty good. But I think for him to be leading the league in passing, I don't know if the offense that they play in is going to allow for that, honestly.
Yeah, especially when you got you know Brees is going to be out there throwing the ball 35 right. times a game. And
Tom Brady.
And, yeah.
And Matt Ryan, you know? I mean, that's a – it's
not a silly question, though, because when you look at all those weapons, and this should be the year that he emerges, and he's been durable as hell. He's going to play all 16 games. But it's unlikely.
He wasn't even in the top 10 last year, you know. And when you've got – you're talking about jumping guys like Matt Stafford and Phillip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan and Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Kirk Cousins. I mean, that's a lot of guys to jump.
Yeah.
But I do think he's going to have a really good year. I think
– How about this? What are the odds he's in the top 5?
20%.
Okay.
I'll go 50%. He's in the top 10.
Okay. I think I would agree with all that. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713.
The line's been drawn that if you lead this league in passing, you threw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
I just can't see the Tampa Bay Bucs offense throwing for 5,000 yards.
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot to ask.
It's just not the style of play that they've got.
And I think they're going to be pretty good. They're going to have a lot of leads. They'll be running the ball more. And I just don't see it. I mean, the Patriots, you can always see Brady throwing for five. You can definitely see Breeze throwing for five. Stafford has to wing it a lot.
I think Jameis Winston might be he might be top five in touchdown passes.
It's a possibility.
Because I think when they're going to be a team that's willing to throw in the red zone, especially with a guy like Mike Evans, like even when they get in pretty close, they'll be willing to throw in the inside the five more than they'd be willing to run.
Well, we'll probably get to this next segment, but we've got some radio hosts behaving badly, not in this city. But
are you talking about the guy in Seattle?
No, I'm not even talking about the guy in Seattle.
Oh. Did you read about him?
I did not.
Okay. We'll throw it all together.
Good, because we've got...
Talk about the one in New York?
Yes, the one in New York.
And the one in Bristol?
And the one in Bristol were the two I had.
I have the audio for the one in Bristol.
Well, when we come back, why don't you bring us back with the audio from Bristol? And we'll start with him.
All right.
Because if you wind up naked in someone else's cabin and drunk, you're probably going to have to address it on your show.
Yeah.
So... Ryan Russillo did. We'll have what he had to say. And then we'll have a couple other guys misbehaving. Frankly, where I could see maybe, I don't think I could ever be drunk enough to pass out naked in somebody else's place.
That would be tough.
But I know I'll never get caught doing what the guy in New York did.
And I believe the one that in New York that we're going to be talking about is the one that called Houston trash during the Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah,
but we'll tell you how trashy he is compared to us, and vice versa, and then you can be the judge of that. All right, guys, a lot of action coming up this weekend, and you know where to go: mybookie.ag. I am looking forward to this week. I've got some games I really want to play, and that's the place I'm going to go. Industry leading website, best place for you to cash in, and in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus a user-friendly mobile site. The mobile site's great. I use that all the time. So you never miss a single play. And it doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or you just want to get in on the action. MyBookie.ag caters to all players. Start winning big today. How about this? They'll match your initial deposit with up to 100% bonus. So if you're new and you want to jump in, MyBookie will match your initial deposit with 100% bonus. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, they got you covered. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. And that's mybookie.ag or LV. It works for either one. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS. Or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Loving you way I wanted to. See, I had to go.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Saturday, September 23rd from 2 to 5, the Kima Boardwalk and 24 different breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. It includes Austin East Ciders, Avery, Ballast Point, Brooklyn, Galveston Island Brewing, Carbach, New Belgium, Odell, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Spindle Tap, Texas Beer Refinery, and many, many, many more. You can buy advance tickets now for only $44.95 per person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, and it's going to be $49.95 the day of the event, so it's worth it to get in early. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples, and there's going to be live music all day long. The Spasmatics from 2 to 6 and Midnight Release from 6 to 10. You can purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years of age. For real craft beer enthusiasts, at 1 p.m., you can take the craft beer cruise on a yacht. Special guest host is St. Arnold Brewery. Go to KemaBeerFest.com for all those details, and you can go there as well to get your tickets. That's KemaBeerFest.com.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Last week, I was suspended, and I was suspended because 2 weeks ago, that vacation that I spent all this time talking about, going out to Montana, and that part was great, and then getting to Jackson Hole, I got arrested the first night I was in Jackson Hole. I got arrested because I went out that night, I drank too much, and I went to the wrong hotel room, and that's how I ended up getting into trouble. The thing about screwing up is it can be hard when it's just you, but that's actually what's made this easy, is that it's only my fault. I have no one else to blame. It's all on me. There is no one else. I could go through a timeline of events that if this happens, this happens. Maybe this whole big thing doesn't happen, but then it's going to sound like I'm making excuses and that I don't get it. And trust me, I get it. I understand that this is a big mistake because I'm a public figure. And I have my name on a show and I work at a place like ESPN and a place that I'm proud to come into work every single day. So, and I'm not saying this because my bosses are listening, but I deserve the suspension. You know, there are people here that love me and there are people that are like, maybe I'm not sure about that guy. I'm not sure that I get it. And I think all the people that have been arguing for me and me feeling like the underdog and finally getting my name and all these things that have happened in the last 12 years here, I don't want those people in the room that have been fighting for me to give up on me or to feel like I've, you know, because I have let them down. So I'm sorry to them. I'm sorry to my family. I'm sorry to my friends. And even though I make a ton of jokes about not having any friends, I've heard from so many of you guys after the fact, it meant a ton and helped me because I was super depressed, especially that first week. When you were sitting there thinking about your actions and making this kind of mistake, and you're in a car by yourself driving through Idaho Falls and then into Montana in a rainstorm, and you're like, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe this happened. And I'm sad, and then I'm angry, and I'm punching the steering wheel, and then you get a phone call, and you feel a little bit better. And so, as I said, I joke about not having friends. Obviously, I have a lot. Maybe I should actually pick one of those next time I go on vacation. The other part of this is understanding, reminding myself that I am a public figure and that the rules are different. And if you want these jobs and you want your name to resonate and you want all the good things with it, you have to understand that you're going to pay a different price when you screw up. And I've definitely paid that price. Some of the headlines, it was tough, a little sensationalized. But at the same time, like, I'm the one that put myself in that situation to go to sleep in another room and have all this happen.
And we're back. And that was Ryan Russillo. The flip side, though, is average person does that. Yeah, maybe there's no headlines. The average person is probably losing his job.
Almost certainly.
And so, yeah, it's so tough that you're a public figure that you had to deal with all that. But the reality is you're lucky that you still have a job and that you have people who backed you up on this and you just got suspended. Because a lot of people, if an average person did that and their bosses found out about it, they're probably getting fired. So, he owned up to it. But when the old play by the different rules, when you're a public figure, I hate when people go to that card. It's just like, listen, man, all the good things that you get from that, when you screw up, the bad stuff is going to be worse. That's just life. And then everybody will forget about it. So, hey, download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, let's rank the radio guys. So okay. We know what Russillo did.
We know his story.
Are you familiar with Boomer and Carton co-host Craig Carton?
They're always high on the list of like best shows in the country.
Yeah, he's the one. Carton is the one that called Houston a dump during the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, okay. He was arrested early Wednesday in connection with an alleged fake ticket scam, according to multiple reports.
Oh, what a scumbag.
Carton and another man allegedly claimed to be running a discount ticket business that never existed. He defrauded customers in fake ticket scam that netted $2 million, according to the FBI.
Oh, man. That's probably his listeners.
Probably, yeah. Probably
what
so.
What a dirtbag.
But $2 million. How do you do that and not get caught eventually if you're selling fake tickets that don't exist? At some point, isn't somebody going to say, hey, man, I didn't get my tickets?
You can only run that scam for so long.
Yeah, that's not only is he a scumbag, he's a dumb thief.
Yeah.
I guess I need to find out more before I...
Okay, well, let's go. Let's rank those two. Who's worse?
Oh, Carted for sure.
Okay. Because I can see myself doing number one. Like, I can see myself
getting that drunk.
I think there's no one on this show right now who could look at that and say, that would never happen to me. We can say it probably would never happen.
Yeah.
But none of the three of us could ever say that.
Right.
I can safely say I will never get busted for a fake ticket scam.
Well, let's see where this one ranks. Mitch Levy, who is host of Mitch in the Morning on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR, which is it's one of the oldest sports stations in the country. Dave Softy Mahler's station, who's like one of the highest regarded guys in the country. Well, the morning guy there is this guy, Mitch Levy.
I like to call him Mitch.
Mitch. Well, Bellevue, Washington police ran an undercover operation, which included opening up a brothel for 7 days at a local condominium to attract unsuspecting sex buyers. They posted online ads to entice individuals to come forward, engaged in explicit text messages with potential customers, and when those men showed up, they were arrested. A total of 110 men were locked up, and over 100 cars, motorcycles, and bikes were impounded. Among those put behind bars were a large number of tech workers and Seattle Sports Radio morning man Mitch Levy.
It's a trap!
According to the police report, Levy placed $160 in cash on a bedside table in anticipation of a half hour of sex. He told one of the arresting detectives he played golf earlier in the day and was there for a massage. The police report debunks that notion, though, adding there was no other reason for Levy to be at the condo other than to buy sex. He was booked into jail before posting a $500 bail. He's since been charged with misdemeanor patronizing of a prostitute.
Good luck explaining that one to the wife.
Wife and kids.
Ooh.
And everybody say, oh, this guy, I've never listened to his show, but apparently he talks about his wife and kids on the air constantly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good look. KJR has still not issued a statement on his arrest or whether he's going to be suspended or anything. So
he's number two on my list.
He's number two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ahead of Russillo?
No, Russillo's three.
Okay.
What's your order?
I could see myself getting,
getting caught with a hooker?
No, getting drunk.
We've seen you drunk, passed out with chicken on you. So
yeah, I can... That's more forgiving than a prostitute.
We have all been blackout drunk at one point or another. So that, and when you're blackout drunk, that means you're blacked out.
That's true.
You don't know. But I'm pretty sure I wouldn't go into the wrong room. I've been pretty drunk many times and not gone into the wrong room and certainly not naked.
Yeah, I think Russillo was a distant third.
Soliciting, not good.
That's not a good look.
And honestly, if you're into that, aren't you going to make sure you know the people you're doing business with? You're not going to be, oh, hey, look, a new brothel. Cool. Let's go check this out.
Yeah.
Just saying, that's another one. It's a not wise guys.
Not wise guys.
Wow. Plus, they're Seattle women. How attractive can they be?
I don't know.
But, I'm going to go with Carton number one on the list.
Me too.
As a guy who's defrauding people.
Yeah, I'm against
in
that.
In a scam that you've got to get caught on, right? I mean, if you're selling something that doesn't exist, sooner or later somebody's going to catch on. That's pretty scuzzy. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll be a Law and Order episode. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. 832 says, you guys are supposed to be the degenerates. These guys are showing y'all up.
They are hardcore.
Step your game up, guys.
They are hardcore.
Yeah. Listen, I like to think of us as semi-responsible degenerates. Like, we do have fun. We do get into some crazy stuff, but we try to be responsible about it. Maybe we're just not good enough.
We also help each other out of certain situations. Like, if Fred's about to solicit a whore. I tell him, hey, man, yeah, he's like, don't want to do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And if I'm about to start up a fake ticket business, Jong says, hey, dude, that's a bad look for us. And when Jong's going to go into someone else's house and get naked, Fred always pulls him back and
makes
puts
sure
chicken
keep,
on his
and
head.
And make sure he keeps his pants on.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a teamwork thing. Maybe that's the problem.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
If those guys had friends or coworkers that looked out for him,
yeah,
then okay.
All right. There you go. That's today's life lesson brought to you by The Blitz. Guys, DraftKings is back. Football is back, finally. And there's no better way to get closer to the game than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. There's so many ways to play with DraftKings. You choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests to make sure you're not playing against some shark. And the best part is you draft a new team every week with no commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. It's absolutely free contest. Why wouldn't you give it a try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Find myself again. My walls are closing in. Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.